A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Across the state, there are now close to 35,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 9,000 of those cases coming in the last 2 weeks. State health officials say at least 898 people have died. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say this happened just before noon Sunday in the 5800 block of Oakley Road. Police have not released the victim's name. Right now, no arrests have been made. And the ATF is offering a reward in a Montgomery gun shop burglary. Montgomery police say 17 firearms were stolen from the Quick Pawn on Norman Bridge Road earlier this month. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim, man in the phones. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
You okay over here, Joey?
Yeah, doing well.
You got the shakes going on there?
No, I was getting into the music. Little Fat Boy Slim. Let's change things up a little bit. There's a great write-up in Montgomery Advertiser today. Now, a lot of folks are ordering food these days because of the pandemic. Now, I was doing this, again, long before any coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak. Joey the Hermit has been ordering food through food delivery apps.
Shocker.
You know, if I had to tighten up my budget, it would be there. Now, it's like, I'm spending way too much money on food.
Do you order so much that the drivers know you by name?
No, not quite there yet.
They don't know your tip scale?
Right, but they've compiled a list looking at, you know, all these, you know, Waiter and DoorDash. They looked at what people are ordering. So have a top 10 list of things people in Montgomery have been ordering to their home. Number 10, spare rib plate. Number 9, taco salad. That's not really a salad.
Nah, it's really.
I love the smashed up taco salad, like in the bowl. Yeah, those are pretty good. Yeah.
Club sandwich is number 8. A bacon cheeseburger, number 7.
That's good.
Number 6, barbecue pork plate.
Yeah.
Number 5, chicken hibachi.
That's different.
Okay. Number 4, tacos, not the salad. Number 3, quesadillas.
Love me some quesadillas.
Quesadillas. Number 2, boneless wings. And number 1, the good old chicken sandwich.
Why are people going to boneless wings? This upsets me.
Yeah, because it's not a wing.
Right.
It's just usually it's chicken breast and
chicken.
Yeah, it's like a little popcorn chicken kind of thing.
Yeah, they're not. It's not as good as that.
Yeah, I'm like dark meat. I'm a wing connoisseur, so I've got, you know.
That time to sound funny, but give me the bone.
Yeah.
No, but, and we wonder, though, reading this list again: chicken sandwich, boneless wings, quesadillas, tacos, hibachi, barbecue, pork plates, bacon cheeseburgers, taco salad, and spare ribs. Is it any wonder that we might have an obesity?
I didn't hear one vegan, or healthy thing in there.
I'll tell you what, though, when found out Chick-fil-A was on, I believe it's Waiter.
Yeah.
It was great, but then you get it and you've got your waiter fee. Plus you're tipping the driver.
Oh yeah, it gets expensive.
Yeah, you got to kind of weigh it out. But sometimes it's like, no, I'm going to pay that because I want Chick-fil-A delivered to my door.
That's right.
272-9228. Randall, what have you been ordering, Randall?
Hey, Randall.
Well, I mean,
Randall, you live so far out in the country.
I don't know how much they charge to deliver out here.
It used to be drone delivery.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't think the chicken sandwich would be much good if I haven't made it out here. I wouldn't want that soggy son of a gun. There ain't but a couple of things. I mean, how does it get to your door still fresh that you got enough time to pay everybody, get it in, get it set out, and
they carry hot bags, too.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, a lot of the food does come fresh. And I mean, I've ordered everything from sushi to barbecue. Yeah.
They do a good job. It's like if you went and picked it up yourself, usually.
Okay, I guess. I guess so. So they only take one item out at a time, so they're not delivered to two or three houses at once. I mean, that's
for the most part.
No wonder you got.
It's kind of like Uber, Randall. Yeah. It's where, you know, they're driving around, they'll see an order come in, they'll take that order and go, okay, I'll get that.
Okay.
One. Yeah.
What if like two or three apartments in one place? You know, two or three doors. Y'all all ordered from the same place, and one person brought it. Do they charge each every one of you? I guess.
Well, there is.
Y'all come together.
Yeah. Well, the waiter.
If y'all come together,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know from experience, we use Waiter at the restaurant downtown, and people can order in groups, and pay on their own cards, but it can be all delivered at one delivery or one location.
Yeah.
I think you click like group order or something like that.
So not everybody gets hit for the fee.
Yeah, so it's basically one fee, but they bring it.
Maybe Joe and I know you got some neighbors. I mean, that would help you a little bit. If you want to cut back, because I don't want to see you getting out and getting sick.
No, here's the deal is I hate my kitchen right now in my apartment. I really do. I like cooking steak. I like, cooking chicken. It's tiny. The dishwasher is poor, doesn't work very well. The stovetop is the old electric stovetop that isn't consistent with heat. I don't even want to deal with it anymore. I'm moving in a month anyway.
I think say you're moving, so your new place, man, will have a better kitchen. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do some gourmet stuff over there, Joey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd you put my boy in a place like that? Come on now.
He didn't. I chose it myself. Don't put that on there.
He ignored all my advice.
But going back to earlier, man, just walk through this with Donald Trump. He making out like that. It's going to look like he don't have a chance to win. The viruses, the poll places they have shut down have all been in low income neighborhoods because it takes more money to run them because less people is what they say come to them. So they keeping the big poll places open all through the country. You see they shut that down, which in turn points toward they shutting down black voting. And it's going to look like that. All the memes you see right now come from the right side. Don't let Trump win this, illegally. But get ID, vote ID. Well, that's what's going to happen. You're going to see at the end, he is here to make mail-in voting okay because everybody right now is pointing that you know what I mean?
I'm baffled, Randall. Why, like California did this and there are huge lines. Why did you go to less polling places? You're going to create more of a bottleneck. You have more one spot. Why would you not? You should create more precincts so less people have to go to each one.
You need to make it very easy to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but we're an American society. We are a little bit on the lazy side. You've got to make it almost foolproof, easy for me to go vote.
It's for making mail-in voting okay. I'm telling you, Trump's going to win, and they're going to say, he stole it. Because right now, even people are starting to doubt Trump. Even on his side, are saying he's trying to give up. He's posting white. It's kind of to make him look like that he don't have a chance to win, but then when he does, then the Republicans are going to be, okay, well, mail-in voting is okay. Let's, 12 years from now, it'll be an app and mail-in voting. That's all we're going to have. 18 years from now, there's not going to be a currency. It's going to be what they test in China. I mean, if you don't, you'll still get the chicken and rice, but if you know what I mean, you don't do right, you ain't going to get that cocoa the next day.
Scoring.
Yeah, but I got a problem. The government can't even stop these people from calling me soliciting for money when I'm on the do not call list.
Mm.
So I have no faith in them to run actually something that means as much to me as my vote does.
I don't think you have no choice.
I can always go.
What kind of choice you have with this pandemic coming back up? Everybody getting tested, coming out positive. What choice are we gonna have until November? They're saying voter fraud with people.
We'll start voting at Walmart and Lowe's because apparently we can all still vote.
Yeah, we can trust Sam Wall.
Go through the self-checkout and vote while we're there.
Well, I love where people are talking right now. We got to start thinking different, but I don't want to sit here and say we don't need black folks. Just don't even worry about it. Let's go get Latinos on our side and we can take the country back. That is the opposite way we need to be thinking. We need to hold hands and go take our country back the right way. And I really do. Trump is not a loser. He is not going to lose. I don't care if what side he got to stand on. That man will not lose.
So you think he's purposely sandbagging, so to speak, right now?
Yeah, I do, because he don't want to lose. He's not going to lose. I'm saying if we show up on them doorsteps at the White House, I really truly believe he will get on the American side. But if he don't, he's going to ride off in the sunset in 4 years and leave us with the hole in the bag. Because they can't sum all these. Even if they got everybody in court and you started tomorrow, 4 years ain't enough to get all this done. And he's only done two things they can't undo, and that's the judges. And one of them's a moderate left-leaning scumbag that just showed his hand. Mm-hmm. And the other one, you know what I mean, they just cancel each other out. And so Trump is the president now. If he can't do it now, he can do it, but if he ain't going to do it now, why what makes you think he's going to do it when he gets there the next 4 years? I think his thing is mail-in voting and get it. He's standing so hard on them 702s and telling everything now is fake. Our news is fake. Our CIA is against us. The FBI is bullcrap. So he's going to trick us to think that we can move our tether to Saudi Arabia. That's how he beat these folks and how he got knowing about the 702s.
And when it gets to Saudi Arabia, it's so flat, our great-grandchildren never have a chance to be free again. They'd be controlled on their phone because of this virus. And I don't know if y'all heard Miami's call Saturday night. Miami, I hope you listen. Please call in and take Joy down this path. But he is, one of our callers is a contact tracer. He came out and said it. One of you, I mean, and we was getting into it, but run out of time Saturday night. So, Miami, please call in. Right here, we need to get to the bottom of this stuff, Miami. And you are in it. You are getting a printout every morning. You can tell us how this is working, how they're going to make a case against us, and how does Christmas dinner look? You know what I mean? And then that's what I want to know, because he is it. He is getting a printout every morning. Miami, I love you, brother. Please help me understand where you headed with this. And that's, man, I don't even, he choked me up. I actually, man, I got in my throat, and I didn't know. I'm trying to picture this. And like he said, if his cousin got it, he said, you know, been around at Thanksgiving, and he points him out. And he turns down the money because this is what it sounds like to me. They get around insurance. They're gonna call you. You've been around somebody that's had the virus.
Right.
We're gonna send you a check to go get fixed. You're not gonna use your own insurance no more. They are cutting checks. And if you turn down the money, they make an account on you. And so that's the contact tracing comes in. Then you become then it's just hooked to your phone. And right now, I mean, I went ahead. I had to know what it's like, y'all. So I updated my phone. It's on there.
It's on there?
Yeah, just like you said.
Well, I haven't updated mine yet, but Randall, we got to run.
Hey, Randall.
Hi, brother.
Hey, call me this afternoon, Randall. I want to talk to you about that.
Yep.
All right, later, brother.
Later, Randall. 272-9228. Dan, welcome to the show.
How's it going, everybody?
How are you doing?
It's Monday, which is usually bad, but since I'm retired, it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, the days just flow together now. It's like, I'm retired. It's one long day.
Yeah, pretty much that.
Well, I hope you're keeping yourself busy, though. I've talked to my grandfathers about it, and after they retired, they had to... It wasn't just put your feet up, you know, on the ottoman and, you know, relax. They had to find something to do.
No, I haven't been doing that. I wish, but no. I wanted to let you know, you probably already saw the story, but they've caught two Democrat officials already on this mail-in vote thing committing fraud with two postal workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so all four of them are getting ready to go to jail as soon as they have a trial.
Right. And just
so the mail-in vote is going to be wildly fraudulent.
Oh, no
if
doubt.
They do it.
Especially the first go-round, because we have more time to screw it up now than ever before.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing I was thinking was the 4th of July is coming up at the end of the week, and this might be one of the last few times we get to celebrate that, so we ought to make it a good celebration this year. Because the BLM is just a communist front. The four spokesmen are all communists. They admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been trained as Marxists to do what they're doing. So we're not fighting back. We're going to have to fight back.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a good way to spend the July 3rd, this upcoming Friday, and July 4th is to read a little history or watch something that reminds you of the history of the nation. And the nation's history isn't perfect, but I really do stand by the idea that this is... Slavery was a human phenomenon for most of human history. And the aberration, the thing that is different, is that this country abolished it very quickly in its history. So, and the folks that brought you liberty and free markets and these sorts of ideas were, most of them were abolitionists from the get-go, the classical liberals. So it's a history we need to remember and share more and more.
We need to remember all of it and be disgusting about what was wrong and be really proud of what we did right. But there's no country in the history of the planet that has been perfect, not even close.
Right. Right. And that's what's so bizarre to me.
And be proud.
Amen. Great call, Dan.
Take care, Dan.
Y'all have a good one.
You too, brother.
272-9228. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B.
How about it, guys? Hey,
how you doing, Papa B?
Who is this? Who's in there with you, Joe?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie. Yeah, I got you. I know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
And you know who I am.
Yes, sir.
Guys, there's something happening in Hollywood. I don't know what it is exactly. I think I got an idea. I've heard some things
that it might be, but something is a shaking in Hollywood.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The Jimmy Kimmel show got canceled. The Ellen DeGeneres show got canceled. So I don't know exactly, like I said, what that means, but I mean,
they got canceled.
Have y'all heard of any canceled?
I know Jimmy was kind of going back and forth with him, and Adam Carolla came out and kind of stood up for his old buddy Jimmy, but I didn't know they got canceled.
Gone.
Wow.
Absolutely wiped off.
Well, that's kind of funny, Jimmy Kimmel, because you know, he's been very anti-Trump and very, hey, I'm woke, and now he gets caught up in it.
Wait, where did you see this? I'm not seeing any news that Jimmy Kimmel's show has been canceled.
I just read it on a, it was just on a blog for, you know, in fairness. I didn't, you know, it's like not main, I didn't see it on mainstream news or anything, but then probably I wouldn't.
Oh, he's, okay, here's the story. Kimmel is taking a break.
Yeah.
So he's on a hiatus.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe that's just it. But, guys, I'm reticent to say what I think it is, and I don't really want to, you know, because from what I've heard, it's pretty bad.
Hmm.
So, you know, hopefully, if it is what I think it is, then, you know, I hope the news goes ahead and catches up with reality. If it's not, then I hope that, you know, more enlightenment is forthcoming, more edification here. Have y'all heard anything about all of the stuff that's going on in Hollywood?
No, I haven't.
About human trafficking and such.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the rumors. I've not seen anything really solid, but I've definitely heard about what you're talking about now, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see if something comes out about it, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I got a feeling that whatever it is, whether it's just merely political or there's other things going on, it does seem like, you know, there are some things that are happening out there. I just want to add one other thing to y'all's conversation about BLM.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter, basically, it is the new and improved version of the race card. Okay?
Right.
To me, that's really what it amounts to. But, you know, instead of stigmatizing one individual at a time, it seeks to stigmatize everybody else that doesn't believe in BLM. Black, white, yellow, whatever. You know, anybody that doesn't agree with them, well, they're on the, you know, what list.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, and it's also a power play for black nationalism, among other things. And I think the center of that BLM in their cadre of conspirators here, for lack of a better term,
mm-hmm.
the sooner that they are marginalized, the better. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
I think they might be going too far. Certain aspects of that movement is clearly Marxist. They're saying the quiet part out loud. I think their power is in the slogan. Like, Black Lives Matter is not just that phrase alone is not controversial. Of course, Black Lives Matter. But I think as they expose their political agenda by trying to get things done, a lot of Americans will wake up to that and say that's a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you think about it, Black Lives Matter, oh, it sounds really nice, okay? Yeah. But in point of fact, you know, what's the controversy? You know, why are you saying it? Are you trying to pick a fight, or are you just being stupid? You know, Black Lives Matter, okay, yeah, it sounds good. But then don't all lives matter? No. And, you know, Coach Saban this, yeah. I guess, Friday or whatever.
Yeah.
No, like, all lives can't matter until black. Well, what the crap does that mean?
Hmm.
What is it that you're trying to say here is what I'm asking. And, you know, I think people just don't think very deeply about it, you know, that, you know, might utter such a phrase, you know, but it's provocative. At a minimum, okay, is very provocative. And so I'm just trying to get a grasp on, now there are a bunch of folks that just go along with it, but in fact, the ones that are really pushing it, man, it doesn't have anything good to it at all. It is the race card in a new and improved form. But anyway, thoughts for the day, guys. Thanks for letting me talk for a while.
Appreciate it, Papa B.
Take care, Papa B.
All right.
272-9228, folks, is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Again, you can get 50% off on all those old videotape transfers to digital format, whether a DVD or digital file for your computer, whether you have old VHS, Betamax, VHS-C, even 8mm films can be transferred at 50% off for the month of June, but you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off. Also at Dan Black Studios, they can do video production, video editing, whether it's production from the ground up, or maybe you already have raw footage shot and you need them to put it together a nice presentation. Dan Black can do that for you. They are a 38-year small business here in Montgomery. Time to spend your money here locally with a business you can trust. That is Dan Black Studios. And don't forget also, if you have a new car stereo, they usually don't have a CD player.
Yep.
So if you want all those CDs you've collected over the years put on a thumb drive compatible with your new car stereo, Dan Black can do that too. He does so much. So y'all check him out today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios. Being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Jack Campbell's back.
How you doing?
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I can't complain.
Did you get all cleaned up?
Gussied up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's good. We got to hit a quick break, and we've got four callers on hold here. Flower Child, Miss Pine Level, Debbie, Lori. It's all women.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Wow. Got these studs in here.
Okay.
And crickets.
Way to ruin it.
And
way
crickets.
To ruin it, Eddie. Be right back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal. And the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 15 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
2 years from now. Got any plans? I don't. But 2-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get safe, simple, contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. We got Eddie Bader in the house, intern the Tim, man in the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We got a lot of calls here, Jack, so I don't know what we did to deserve this, but let's talk to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, I wanted to thank Eddie. He brought over the flag that an American Patriot donated to replace my damaged flag by fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about the flag, it's made in the USA.
That's right.
It's got embroidered stars and the stripes are sewn on there. And it's just beautiful. And I really wanted to thank whoever the anonymous person is. And I've requested to the colors. I don't know if can find it or not, whenever you can play that, to say thank you to the Patriot that made my day and my week.
Good deal. I got a copy of it, so I'll give it to Joey. We can get it played.
Okay. And I just would like to say that all American lives, I'm appalled at why the nursing home deaths in five states are not being talked about.
Right.
I mean, 45 out of the 50 states didn't have a high death rate, and that's because they didn't put these COVID-19 people piled back in on top of each other. And I even looked it up. The Jewish nursing homes, because of de Blasio, you know, he doesn't like Jews at all, apparently. I mean, they had the highest death rate in the Jewish nursing homes. And we need to fight for that, Jack. We're that age.
What, and nursing home care?
Well, I mean, they should have had rights. There's no reason. They had that New York City Field Hospital and the comfort. And still they just, those governors should be charged with what I understand is third-degree murder.
On the vast majority of deaths, you're right. It's not just folks of a certain age, older, but older folks in these homes. And that's what's so crazy about this.
And I don't understand how he was able to, as a governor, to give them immunity for accepting these sick people.
I think that's the only way he could get them to do it. But I wonder, too, if it's just, I mean, you know why he did it, just so that's the only way they would take them.
Oh, I know, but I mean, talk about killing your profit margin. I mean, who would want to go back into one of those nursing homes that was guilty of that? And the other, I know you've got a lot of callers. I just wanted to say a noose constricts, a loop doesn't. And I will not be supporting any company or sport that calls me a racist when I'm not a racist. There's several companies out there that are pulling ads. Mm-hmm. And trying to get rid of the conservative view.
Yeah.
And they will not be getting my money.
Good.
And this one man in Florida spoke at a city council or something like that. And he used the very best word to describe a mask. We're being muzzled. It's like a mad dog. We're being muzzled. They want us silent and compliant. And that I just thought that was great. And don't you think Trump was brilliant? He let everybody destroy those statues, and then he identified them with those wanted posters, you know, a glossy 8x10, you know, front and left. I mean, he knew what he was doing when he let them vandalize that. He just wanted to capture them. But that's it. And I think Susan Rice is going to be Joe Biden's vice president.
Okay.
And or she's going to be the first one arrested. And to the colors when you have a chance, Joey.
Okay.
Bye.
Appreciate your flower child. Thank you.
Take care, flower child.
272-9228. Who's next? Who says, Miss Pine Level. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Is Handsome Jack back?
Yes.
I am. How are you?
I'm Handsome Jack. I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I'm glad to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I know. That day when I called, I didn't have time to get me on, but it was the day that George Roberts Jr. was in there, and I was going to call and tell you a story about, do you remember Grimmers on 231 down in Pine Level, the little sandwich shop?
Do I? Grimmers? That's right near our farm, sure.
Okay, my sister used to work there, you know, when we were living down there in Pine Level. And every now and then he would stop, George Wallace would stop at Grimmer's and eat on his way back or going with Joe when it happened to be. But whenever he did that, they would call ahead, and my sister, she was at work, would call home and say, George Wallace is coming, George Wallace is coming. So we'd all pile in the car and go down there. And they'd let us in, you know, or sit in the car, and he'd come out and shake our hands. And we got to meet him twice. And I remember both times when he'd come around and shake our hands, I didn't want to wash my hands for like 2 or 3 days. My mom had to make me wash my hands. But I remember that. She gave us what happened a week ago. Long time ago.
Yeah, Mr. Grimmer's been dead, God, at least 25 years. And,
I'm sure. And they had a daughter named Denise. Wasn't it Denise? Was her name Denise? She lived with him in that little trailer park back there, I think.
He lived on the Meriwether Trail. His house was next door to our farm. Then he sold it, and a guy named Bob Griffin bought it.
Okay, my other thing I called about, I have a question.
Okay.
If Biden were to just mentally break down, Mm-hmm. he just loses it. Who and how would they appoint somebody to take his place?
If he's already picked a VP, they would probably fill in. Or the Democrats at their convention, technically they can pick whoever they want at the convention.
They would say that he wasn't mentally able to pick or whatever.
Right.
I guess they'd probably just take over for him. I just read something on the internet about that a lot of the Democrats are beginning to wonder, and they did like a poll in the swing states, and most of the swing states do not think Biden is capable of being president.
Right, so, and there are a lot of Bernie bros who will not support Biden. Now, there are some who will because they just can't stand Trump, but there are a lot of progressives that are quite upset with the current state of the race.
But could that delay the election if it were to happen like before the day of the election, or if it were to happen?
No, they would have to. They'd have to regroup. I mean, like Joey says, they'll be able to substitute Biden for someone else at the convention in August. But after that, I mean, the election's going to go forward on November 3rd. And they don't have their act in order. That's going to be their problem.
Good.
Too bad. They ain't got it in order now, and they ain't never going to have it in order. Never have had it in order, in my opinion.
Well, Miss Pine Level, we got to run.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Pine Level.
You too, Kate. Thanks.
Jack, I love that you jog all these folks' memories. Like, she heard that like a week or two ago and been thinking about it ever since.
Yeah, well, I certainly remember Grimmer's Cafe, right?
Good eating.
231, right? Yeah, it was a little country restaurant, and it had a walk-up window if you want to go up there and get something.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, I think, some nut house. I don't mean like insane asylum, but I think they sell nuts.
They sell peanuts.
Peanuts, pecans, almonds, you name
cashews.
It.
One of those boiled peanuts. Boiled.
I would hope.
Boiled. I actually do like boiled peanuts. Mm-hmm. The spicy ones are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't eat them before I come into the studio, though, for reasons that should go unsaid.
Oh, I see.
Mm. You mean you do have gas?
Thanks, Jack.
Those are those unsaid reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure they were said.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another summertime scorcher today. High temperature up to about 93, heat index 100 or higher. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
This is your nominee if you're a Democrat.
Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Intern Tim, man of the phones. And this part of the program brought to you by this gentleman named Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
That's right.
Now, folks, if you want to buy a home, you want to sell a home, you're looking for... You know, Eddie
can do it, too.
Yeah, Eddie can help
Hedley
you out.
Lamar.
Hedley.
That's Hedley.
But you can help folks out because, you've managed a lot of rentals,
we
too.
Do. Yeah, we manage rentals. And I want to talk this morning, man. We just got a new property that we're putting on the market. I think we put it on the market Saturday in Millbrook, Alabama. There's only literally 28 properties for sale in Millbrook, Alabama right now.
Wow.
Yeah, there's not very many. And this is a big 4-bedroom, 3-bath, located in Cross Gates. It's on a corner lot. It's just a huge house, over 3,000 square foot, and it's got a great pool to go with it. And people are moving to Millbrook right now because, it's just a great place to live, to be honest. Twice a day, Millbrook. But this house here, it's beautiful, man. It's beautifully updated. And it's, like I said, it's right there on 208 Woodgate Drive in Cross Gates Community of Millbrook. It will not last long. We've got it priced under $300,000. It's wired workshop. It's everything you want in a house. So if you've got any questions or you want us to open it up for you and let you see it, give me a call. My number is 334-322-0662. Or you can call us at the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Again, that's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, if you want to call us. And let's talk to, who's next? Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Good morning, Montgomery's finest.
Good morning.
Judge. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Debbie? Now.
Hope everybody's darn good.
We're darn.
We are darn good.
Well, you're always darn good. I have a question for you, Jack.
All right.
That nut house that you're talking about, is that the local headquarters for the Democrats?
Well, it was. No, but that's a good question.
Now, Jack, I actually had somebody text me saying that it's called Jack's Nut Shop.
Well, I didn't want to go into all that. It is. It's called Jack's Nut Shop. And it used to be Grimmer's Cafe. It used to be a little Exxon station next door to it. And then across the highway, of course, was Tommy's 231 Amoco.
That's right. I do remember that.
And then a little farther north, not far, was the Ponderosa Motel. Uh-huh. And probably had about six rooms. No, seriously. It was tiny. It had a little cafe, and a man that owned it got murdered out there one day. His name was Harry Summerlin. And that was probably in the 60s.
I wonder if that was over,
I remember
two people
Harry
that were
and
in
Patsy
room.
Summerlin. And if you went on farther down, you had what used to be Tommy's 231 Amco. It became Leonard's 231 something or other. And you go on down, you had Merle Price's store.
Are we going to do the whole road?
Are we doing the tour?
And Merle Price was across the road from Sykes and Kahn's Country Mall, which used to be the old school there.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to mess with Miss Price. That was the meanest white woman ever lived. Now, her granddaughter called the show one time when I brought that up. I hope she doesn't call back today. But anyway, that whole place, I knew that whole place down there.
Well, I have a little piece of information that I heard, I think, on one of the morning national news programs that just happened to be on. And Jimmy Kimmel apparently said something that offended somebody or scared off the network or something. And he didn't take a vacation because he wanted to.
Right.
He took a vacation because it was given to him.
Right. Yeah, he came out, did a blackface thing as Carl Malone, I don't know how many years ago, 15 years ago or more.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really paying attention, but I thought, wow, this national network quieted him down for a couple of months.
But ironic as it was, Karl Malone was also in on that blackface skit and had no trouble with it whatsoever.
So. Paula Deen certainly did, and it wasn't dressed in blackface, so there you go.
Yeah. No,
unfortunately,
it's
they let that go, too.
No, it's crazy. It's like I said the other day, if Jesus today said, those of you without sin cast the first stone, Jesus would have to duck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, the cancel culture, the outrage culture.
Well, you talk about
top.
Jesus, they wanted to pull down white Jesus statues.
Well, how come white people never got mad because Michael Jackson bleached his face?
Because he had propitia, Jack. I don't think it's really called propitia, but...
Tell it like it is, Jack. Tell it like it is.
I mean, hell. It's good for the goose. It's good for the gander. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you guys turn out a good show every day, and I enjoy it. So thanks for enlightening me and entertaining me.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
All righty. Bye, guys.
272-9228. Josie, welcome.
Hey, guys. What you guys were talking about earlier, one silver lining to the pandemic that I hope that does stick around is these to-go alcohol orders. Those are pretty sweet. I hope they stay.
Mm-hmm.
I think another state, Georgia, is actually doing delivery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, delivering straight to your door. That's a nice little... I like that. I hope it sticks around.
And knowing the Alabama electorate, I think Governor Ivey, no matter what happens, could be governor forever. It's like, she brought us curbside
that's
liquor.
Right.
And who's going to deliver it? State troopers? I mean, who could?
Well, that's kind of the way it works down there on Perry Street.
Since you're going to the liquor store.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Pick me up a little passport? I don't mean the one I need to travel with either, if you catch my drift, sugar.
Good point, Josie.
Yeah.
Hey, but what I was really calling for, I did want to say that I disagree with what Jack was saying earlier about the, you know, the Republicans. I don't know if that was really what he was meaning, but it seemed like he was saying that the Republicans are sort of a lost cause trying to educate the minority voters on the Democrats' past. And I don't think, because he said, you know, currently there's only, they're working trying to get 9.5% or versus 10, or I don't remember the numbers he was saying.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's just minority voters that you're trying to educate these days. You know, if you look at these protests, I mean, it's 50-50.
Oh, listen, what I had thought after I said that, and I didn't bring it back up, was there probably a lot of fence riders that don't know how they're going to vote that do need to know this, that do need to know the history of the Democrat Party. And I mean, and listen, I've always said the Republican Party has never done a good job of explaining who the Democrats really are and were.
Right.
And I'm all for that, but I'm just going to say I don't think it's going to move the needle much in the among black voters. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying it's not worth it, but I did say. We need to do more to reach out to Hispanic voters in this country.
Right. Yeah, the Republicans, they're definitely losing the battle, especially in these universities, you know, educating these younger minds of what the Democrats, they're really their true past. And I think that we're totally losing the battle on that front. Hey, one other comment I wanted to ask. I know you guys have some African-American listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what their thoughts are on, you know, the gay pride, them sort of taking the minorities under their wing now and even changing the colors of their flag to add the brown and black bars. I just kind of wonder what their thoughts are on that. And it's kind of late in the show to get any comments, but I was just curious.
The gay flag is now, what, it's a rainbow, but now there's a brown and a black.
Yeah, there's been, I guess, there's been a petition or whatever you want to call it to add a brown, black, tan stripes to the flag. And I kind of wonder what what the minorities out there, especially the Christian minorities, what their thoughts were on that.
They're welcome to call 272-9228. Honestly, I think it's another symbolic thing that most folks in America, no matter who they are kind of like, yeah, okay, great. It's just another symbolic gesture that I think most folks don't even pay attention to.
Gotcha. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys, and appreciate the show.
Thank you, Josie.
All right. Take care, Josie.
Thanks, Josie.
272-9228. Got to hit our last break of the program. Short break, and we'll be right back to close things out.
I got hairy legs.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
If you shop online, you need to hear this. Truth is, there are deals out there you're probably not getting. That's why there's Honey, Honey is a free browser extension that scans the internet for discounts when you shop online, then applies the biggest savings to your cart automatically. It works on Amazon, Nike, Best Buy, Target, practically everywhere you shop. Exactly. Add Honey for free at joinhoney.com/audio. That's joinhoney.com/audio.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the show here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We have one final call with Lori. Hey, Lori.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lori.
Hi. Tony, you know, I've been watching some of these protests, and there was one my husband said, you're going to love this. He said, you even said it was going to happen. And he brought it in to me yesterday and showed it to me. He's all into that Facebook stuff. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a video that in big cities they use horses because they can maneuver better through the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, most people get out of the way of a horse.
Yes.
This one girl ran up behind two police officers yelling and screaming and throwing stuff at them. And they were breaking windows, and it was just loud. And I said, one day, something's going to happen. They're going to spook one of those horses, and it's going to get very upset, and it's going to defend itself. She went up right behind it and was yelling at the cop next to him. And that horse lifted his right rear leg up and popped her right in the face. And I said, that's going
to
leave a mark.
Yeah.
But she got the teeth to do that.
She fell straight to the ground.
Yeah.
And which, I mean, you know, anybody would.
Now.
Huh?
I said, you don't go up and get behind a damn horse.
No,
you don't, because that's their defense.
Absolutely.
Is to reach out and pop somebody.
That's hysterical.
And, I mean, it probably broke her face.
I'm sure that police department will be sued and all that stuff.
Guaranteed she don't have the teeth to do that again.
Somebody give that horse a medal. Somebody give a horse.
Bring him to the White House.
Right. Yeah, can that horse go? Let's make him part of the Secret Service.
But anyway, I couldn't help but chuckle. But I thought, if you're going to be dumb, you got to